Bert Stedman is standing in front of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce. Gone is the three-piece suit, the uniform of the legislature. He's wearing a ski sweater and topsiders. There's a full house, and the audience has given the senator its full attention for a short lesson on the economics of oil.
So it all, well, I guess the point I want to make is, one, there is no such thing as a 35% tax rate. To pay 35%, you got to pump oil, you got to make money to pay taxes, right? Nobody pays taxes with zero revenue. The only way you make revenue is pump oil. You pump oil, what's the first thing you get is a per barrel deduction. Every barrel you pump, 15, yeah, $6 a barrel. You can't physically, or I mean mathematically, it's impossible to get to 35%. Our rate, I think, is effective rate for 15 is about 22 or 21.9%. So when someone stands up and says they've got a 35% base tax, you say, great, pay it.
It wasn't too long ago that Governor Sean Parnell stood in front of this same audience and argued that Alaska was competing against North Dakota, where development costs were far lower than in the Arctic. Stedman said the governor's bill, SB 21, was not delivering on the promise to increase production. In fact, he said cash flow had far more to do with oil production than tax structure, and SB 21 was simply pushing money across the table to North Slope oil producers. Stedman's SB 192 was intended to address that by rolling back production credits. Stedman said there were people in the room who probably disagreed with him, but there was at least one who did not.
I think he was right.
Bill Walker is a former Republican running as an independent for governor. He says he listened in when Stedman introduced his bill into the Senate Natural Resources Committee.
I agree with him that Senate Bill 21 went too far. It swung the pendulum too far. There was a compromise in the middle that everybody sort of stepped over the middle ground to go to the extreme. And as a result of that, I think we're going to pay the price.
Walker is from Fairbanks. He was making a second campaign trip to Sitka and Southeast. His attendance at the Chamber of Commerce on Stedman's day to speak was coincidental. Alaska voters will decide whether or not to repeal the governor's legislation at the August primary. Walker, the politician, doesn't think the efforts of Stedman, the legislator, to suggest a middle path were wasted.
I think he did it because I think he wanted on the record that there's another option out there.
Stedman also parsed the revenue structure in North Dakota, home to the lower 48's current oil boom. Subsurface rights in that state and in Texas are privately owned. Stedman said no rancher would make the deal that Alaska has with oil companies, and the state is falling behind.
And that was the argument. We want to be competitive with North Dakota. The previous year, 2012.
We've always heard about North Dakota. They're how they got everything right in North Dakota. We got nothing right. So he did a great job of comparing the tax structure in North Dakota to where we are now and sort of taking one slice out of his presentation. This year, if Alaska was on the same structure that North Dakota was on, we would have $1.4 billion more revenue than we do now. We're $1.4 billion under North Dakota.
Stedman was appointed to the legislature in 2003 by then-Governor Frank Murkowski because of his mind for finance. At the end of a 40-minute talk, Stedman can seem embarrassed about his blunt approach to the numbers.
I better be quiet because I don't want anybody to lose their lunch. I know there's advocates for the other side of this issue in the room.
He's a rarity. Most of those that are out for re-election don't want to stand up and talk about the problem because someone may say, well, aren't you part of the problem?
Bert Stedman is not up for re-election this fall, but Governor Sean Parnell is, and Bill Walker is aiming for that office. He's hoping that the ideas and economics in a going-nowhere Senate bill will help him get somewhere. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.